ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。皆さんこんにちは、夏子です。
Hi everyone, I'm Jessie. Welcome to Lore Beginners Season 1, Lesson 9, The Scariest Little Dog in Japan. So Natsuko, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to use negative adjectives to say things like not fun or not expensive.
And where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
In a park where Emily is taking a walk.
Okay, let's listen to the dialogue.
こら、ご飯。お姉さん、ごめんなさい。大丈夫？
大丈夫です。小さいですね。これ、チワワですか？
ううん、パピオン。ご飯、し。
うん、ご飯はこの犬の名前ですか？
うん、孫ご飯。お姉さん、犬、怖い？
怖くないですよ。かわいいですよ。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
あ！
こら、ご飯。お姉さん、ごめんなさい。大丈夫？
大丈夫です。小さいですね。これ。チワワですか？
うん、パピオン。
あ！
ご飯、し。
うん、ご飯はこの犬の名前ですか？
うん、ソン、ご飯。お姉さん、犬、怖い？
怖くないですよ。かわいいですよ。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Ah!
Ah! こら、ごはん。
Hey, Gohan.
お姉さん、ごめんなさい。大丈夫？
I'm sorry, miss. Are you all right?
大丈夫です。
I'm fine.
小さいですね。これ、チワワですか？
It's really small, isn't it? Is it a chihuahua?
うん、パピオン。
No, it's a papillon.
ああ！
ご飯、し。
ご飯、し。
うん。ご飯は、この犬の名前ですか？
Is Gohan this dog's name?
うん、ソンご飯。
Yeah, son Gohan.
お姉さん、犬、怖い？
Miss, are you scared of dogs?
怖くないですよ。かわいいですよ。
They're not scary. They're cute.
I think Japan is famous for apologizing. And so the word for sorry is really important.
Yeah, I think so too. We heard it in the dialogue when the boy apologized to Emily.
ごめんなさい。This is like saying, I'm sorry, and is used when you bother someone. Like when you bump into someone in the street, for example.
There's another word for sorry, right?
Yes, in business or formal situations, the word すみません, which you know also means excuse me, to get someone's attention, is more often used to mean I'm sorry. So すみません has two meanings.
But remember, you can't say ごめんなさい. To mean excuse me. All right, now let's take a look at the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
こら.
Hey, oi.
こら. こら.
Next is
お姉さん.
You, when addressing a young woman, young lady, miss.
お姉 えさん、お姉さん。
Next is?
ごめんなさい。
I'm sorry.
ごめんなさい。ごめんなさい。
Next we have?
大丈夫。
All right. Okay.
大丈夫。大丈夫。
Next is?
小さい。
Small, tiny, little.
小さい。小さい。
Next is?
名前。
Name.
名前。
Next is?
怖い。
Someone is scared or afraid. Something is scary or frightening.
怖い。怖い。
And last we have?
よ。
Particle to add emphasis.
よ。よ。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What's the first thing we're looking at today?
The sentence ending particles, ne and yo.
So what do these particles do?
We heard in the dialogue, Emily say, 小さいですね。This ne on the end is the equivalent of what's known as a tag question in English, saying isn't it or doesn't it, for example.
So, 小さいですね would mean it's small, isn't it? This ne softens the statement by asking for agreement from the other person. And Natsuko, we actually heard the other of these sentence ending particles in the dialogue when Emily said,
怖くないですよ。かわいいですよ。
So what does this particle よ do? Well, it's different from ne in that rather than softening a statement, it actually strengthens it. It's almost like an exclamation mark.
Yes, よ expresses assertion. So if you want to make a strong assertion, you'd add よ to the end.
All right, and our next word?
It's really a useful one. 大丈夫.
This means all right or fine, as in
大丈夫です.
I'm fine. It's all right. You can use this word in so many situations, so try to memorize it. Natsuko, you can ask someone if they're okay just by your intonation on this word, right?
That's right. To ask, are you okay? You can just say 大丈夫 with the upward intonation. To reply, you use a downward intonation.
So, for example, Natsuko-san, 大丈夫?
うん、大丈夫. Like that.
All right, and what's our next word?
It's one you can use to a misbehaving child. こら!
We heard this in the dialogue when the boy told off his dog. こら is like, hey, quit that, in English.
It's very direct and can be rude. So you'd only really use it to children or animals.
And what's our final word in this lesson?
It's what the boy called Emily. お姉さん.
This literally means older sister.But translates as young lady in English. You often hear this used towards young women when the speaker is a stranger. Older people and children tend to use this way of address. For example, an old man could call a young woman お姉さん, and a child could also call a young woman older than them お姉さん.
There's an equivalent word to use to men, お兄さん,
older brother or young man.
You often hear parents referring to young men and women in the third person to their own children using these words. As in, お姉さんにチケットをあげて。
Give the ticket to the young lady. All right, now let's move on to the lesson focus. The focus of this lesson is how to make negative sentences using e adjectives to say things like, the book isn't interesting or dogs aren't scary. Okay, Natsuko, so first of all, how do we make negative adjectives?
Let's take the adjective 怖い, scary as an example. To make it negative, all you have to do is take off the final e and replace it with the negative ending くない. So, 怖い would become 怖くない, not scary.
Remember that you have to remove the final e before adding the くない. So it's not 怖いくない, but 怖くない.Natsuko, can we have some other examples?
Sure. How about 小さい, small? This would turn into 小さくない, not small.
Okay, listeners, now you try. Let's use the adjective 楽しい, fun. Try saying not fun, using the kunai ending.
楽しくない。
Did you get it right? How about another? The adjective kawaii is one some of you might know already. It means cute. Now, how do you say not cute?
Kawaii ku nai.
And here's another one. Omoshiroi means interesting or funny. Now try saying not interesting, not funny.
Omoshiroku nai.
All right, have you got the hang of it? Now, these are all regular e adjectives, but there is one that is irregular.
The adjective e, meaning good. To say not good, you don't say ikunai, but yokunai.
The reason for this is that e comes from the more polite or formal version of the word, yoi. So the negative version goes back to this yoi and becomes yokunai.
Listeners, listen and repeat. Not good. Yokunai.
Now listeners, say not good in Japanese.
Yokunai.
There's another adjective that ends like this, the word meaning cool or good-looking.
Kakkoi. This word ends in e, so it becomes kakkoyokunai.
Listeners, listen and repeat. Not cool.
かっこよくない.
Now listeners, say not cool in Japanese.
かっこよくない.
Okay, and to make a sentence with one of these negative adjectives is really easy. All you have to do is take the a wa B this structure that you learned previously and insert the negative adjective for B. For example, let's say this movie is not interesting.
この映画は面白くないです。
Listeners, listen and repeat. This movie is not interesting.
この映画は面白くないです。
Now listeners, say this movie is not interesting in Japanese.
この映画は面白くないです。
All right, did you get it? Now using the same sentence structure, try saying, that dog is not cute. A hint, that dog is その犬。
その犬は可愛くないです。
Okay, well that's about all the time we have for this lesson.
For more detailed explanations of this grammar point and lots more example sentences, please check out the lesson notes.
Yes, please do. Please also feel free to ask us any questions or leave us any comments you may have in the lesson comments section on the site. All right, see you next time.
じゃあ、また。
こら、ご飯。お姉さん、ごめんなさい。大丈夫？
大丈夫です。小さいですね。これ、チワワですか？
ううん、パピオン。ご飯、し。
うん。ご飯は、この犬の名前ですか？
うん、ソンご飯。お姉さん、犬、怖い？
怖くないですよ。可愛いですよ。